homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The scriptures say that as a result of directly encountering suffering in our lives, when this is paid careful attention to, there arises the desire, the earnest desire and wish to do something about this suffering. And we look around for some means of doing so. As a result of encountering the Dharma, confidence, faith in the ability of this practice to benefit us arises. And out of this, joy. Joy arises from careful and full attention to practice. Reverend Master Jiu used to call this looking up rather than looking down. For example, learning about the law of karma teaches us that there is a cause for our suffering. It didn't simply fall upon us. It isn't simply because God hates us. It isn't simply because we are somehow evil or spoiled or damaged, but rather that because of conditions in the past, suffering now arises. And there is joy in the fact that we can do something about this. We are not lost in a meaningless universe. We can do something about this. The teaching of the letting go of the causes of suffering, instead of clinging to them. This means that we can set burdens down. It means that we do not need to perpetuate family or personal quarrels. It means that no matter our difficulties, no matter the way we are, there is the capacity to change. There is the teaching of not self. And this again means that we are not stuck as we are. There is the possibility and the capacity to change. Think for a moment of all those people and means that support us in our practice. Dharma friends, books, teachers, places to train. Think also of all the people throughout all the world, all the worlds, practicing and training themselves. Eliminating the causes of suffering. Peacefully interacting. Training together. Any and all of these can be a cause for joy. Particularly as we come to study the way and realize that feelings are temporary and passing. One moment we may be angry with somebody and the next moment not. But from underneath and through this, may arise profound joy. If we let go of believing the impermanent, my own experience in this is as a result of a very unhappy and traumatic childhood. Which, like such things, leaves its scars and creates unhappiness. And then, when the person, the cause of this unhappiness, passed away, there is the sorrow of the unresolved. Practice teaches us that there is always something we can do. From this person, I inherited a bit of money. And so, arising out of practice, I began to make use of it in various ways, some of them quite unexpected, that might be of benefit to others, and dedicated the merit to the harmful person. This certainly had a transformative effect upon myself, and I have no doubt also upon that person, even though they had passed away. And thus joy arises because there is something that can be done. We are not lost. As the Buddha said, as Shakyamuni Buddha said, he cleared an old path to happiness, to true happiness, that had become overgrown and disused. And he cleared it away so that it became very obvious to do. When we turn and practice this, then we receive its benefits. The more we practice, the more benefits we experience. But our being able to do this is somewhat dependent upon how we are willing to view the path. If we view letting go of our ideas and opinions and views as a hardship, then we will obstruct the practice. If we are willing to, for a moment even, let go of these things, then we can experience the joy that arises out of liberation. Liberation even of the smallest amount. In the monastery, there is a lot of emphasis on particular types of rules. If people, when they undertake monastic life, do not quickly see that these rules are for benefiting them and helping them to let go, then it ends up being kind of useless, and eventually that person, that monk, ceases to train and leaves. The precepts are continually pointing us in this same direction, as is making gassho, setting up an altar, burning incense, sitting down in meditation, practicing the precepts. These things, when viewed in proper perspective of looking up, produce joy. Part of the difficulty is that when we hear the word joy, we expect an emotion based upon satisfaction in obtaining something for ourselves. But this is rather different. This joy arises through letting go of our burdens, through putting them down. Through not having to have an opinion or a view regarding everything. Practice, of course, requires effort. But, as Dogen says, when we enter the no-birth country of Buddha, we just continue on. We continue on the road. Everything we encounter can be made part of practice. We begin to see that often our feeling or view of something is neither accurate nor relevant. That the world moves on without our opinions regarding it, paying no attention, as a matter of fact, to our opinions regarding it. Rinpoche Master Jiu talked about how one of the methods of teaching is not to remove the burdens of the student, but rather to add to them until the student puts the burden down. Now, this adding to them is not a conscious piling on weight. It is simply, on the teacher's part, refusing to take responsibility for the disciple's koan. And rather, letting the consequences of the disciple's behavior fall upon the disciple. Because one of the things monastic life must not do is tell other stories to be placed upon, on top of people's already created stories. But rather to help people to look at things as they are. And gradually, or suddenly, let go of their stories about their life, what people tell themselves about their lives. Often fiction. Now, it is true that doing this and practice require courage. But like so many things, particularly in the Zen tradition, this is done not so much by trying to generate courage as by letting go of fear when it arises. Because often, when we come to a point where it would be good for us to let go of something, a type of panic arises. Not always, and not everybody can recognize it without some period of training. Many people have the panic arise and just simply run in the opposite direction without even aware that they are running. to learn to sit still at this point and turn around, as it were, and look at where you came from. Some of the biggest moments in people's training are when they do not give in to the story, but rather turn around and look. For it is in the space, as it were, of stopping and seeing that the truth arises. Joy arises when we let go of that panic, when we let go of the desire to run to and fro, and just be still for the next moment. Not huge heroic leaps, but just being still for the next moment. Particularly when you do not wish to be still. Based upon practice, joy arises. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.